enteric viruses in shellfish, which are viruses that cause gastroenteritis. These are spread human to human, but they can contaminate food, and in foods that are not cooked or processed further, it can actually lead to illness. So there was no baseline data for foodborne viruses in oysters prior to this survey.
Elsewhere in the world, has it been done?
It's been done in several other countries where the prevalence has been reported to be 4% up to 76%. The issue is really when there's a high population around an area that has an oyster lease, there's potential for human waste to contaminate those growing waters.
So then how did you set about getting this first Australia-wide survey? What was the method you employed?
It was an international standard method that's been recently published, and we've participated in international proficiency trials where material's been sent out from the UK that's been artificially contaminated. We test the material and then we report our findings back to the coordinator of the proficiency trial, and then they provide a report at the end saying how people have performed. And on each occasion we've performed 100% proficiency.
So then you've measured up and you've gone to the main oyster producing areas and said, will you participate in this?
Well, it's really come out of EU suggestions that they may be working towards mandatory testing of oysters for enteric viruses. So these viruses being norovirus and hepatitis A virus. Now, we generally haven't had an issue here in Australia, but we've never really known what the baseline prevalences have been. So this project's been funded by the FRDC and supported by Oysters Australia, and the oyster growers nationally have been fantastic in participating and providing samples.
How many samples?
We had 300 samples over a year. In two batches, yes. We were looking at a winter-spring scenario where norovirus tends to circulate in the community at a higher level than in summer-autumn.
Now, I can imagine there would have been concerns from some industry participants. What if you found something in their samples?
Naturally, and rightly so. I mean, it's their business. So we came up with a data management plan of how we were going to deal with any positives. And the Shellfish Quality Assurance Program has quite a detailed management strategy where they monitor for environmental contamination. So really, it's a way of producing safe shellfish within the marketplace.
So what did you find in these 300 samples? How many positives after all?
Out of the 300 samples that we tested for norovirus and hepatitis A virus, we didn't detect any positive samples.
So you can conclude what?
We can conclude from the numbers that we took that the national prevalence for these viruses is less than 2%.
Well, that stacks up very well, doesn't it, compared to the rates in some overseas oyster leases?
Exactly. It's a fantastic result, saying that industry is really quite efficient in their shellfish management and we produce safe shellfish. The results can be used if any mandatory testing is suggested. We can say, well, we've got a very low prevalence, we haven't detected this, really we don't really need to have unnecessary other regulations imposed on us. And it can also be used for market access into other countries. So currently oysters being sold into the Asian market, if they're sold as frozen shellfish, they need to be tested before they get imported into those countries.
Can I ask you lastly, there's testing that goes on of bacteria, coliform bacteria from people's guts, E. coli and so forth. That work continues, I presume?
Exactly. That's part of the shellfish monitoring program. Now, these bacteria are actual sanitary indicators. So if these bacteria are in the water at exceedingly high levels, it's a suggestion that there has been some sort of fecal contamination of those waters. The disadvantage of using these indicators is that they don't always indicate human fecal contamination. It can be contamination from any warm-blooded animal. But really, it's a way of producing safe shellfish within the marketplace.